After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." John was given a vision, a revelation of heaven. He saw it with his own eyes. He writes, "I looked, and behold." And the things that John saw. He sees a great multitude of people, he says. Couldn't even count them. As far as the eye could see, this great multitude of people, countless, all gathered together, this sea of people around a throne. And these people, he says, are clothed in white robes, dazzling white, radiantly white, gloriously white, and it makes the green palm branches pop with color. And they were all crying out this victory song, this song of victory triumphantly, a song that harmoniously blended through culture and time and languages. He gathered that they were singing, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Oh, the things that John sees when he sees heaven. There were the angels. The angels that you and I have only read about or dreamed about. He saw them, real as real could be. These glorious heavenly messengers of God. And they too were gathered around the throne with this great multitude of people. And then there were these four living creatures, he writes. You can't think of any other way to describe them, I guess. But four living creatures. And they were all falling on their faces around the throne and singing out this heavenly tune with the angels. "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Oh, the things that John saw. When he sees heaven, he sees this multitude of people. He sees the palm branches and the angels and the heavenly highest. He sees the white robes. He sees the four living creatures. He sees the glorious throne of heaven. You could almost miss it. The one behind it all. That Lamb. That Lamb who sits on his throne, who, though he was slain, had begun his reign, for whom this whole celebration was meant for, that Lamb who deigns himself to be hidden in the midst of all the commotion. You could almost miss him when surrounded by such amazing wonder. All the excitement and the buzz of glory, it may be easy to overlook such a simple thing. But oh, the Lamb is not simple. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the very Lamb of God who atones for the sins of the whole world. And without him, this banquet would be more like a dirge. He's the only cause for celebration. And yet he hides himself in the midst of all the wonder. It's no little thing to see angels and four living creatures, and a great multitude of people singing the praises of God. Very easy to get swept up into the movement of the crowd and to miss who it's all about. John is moved by the commotion, just as any of us would be. His eye is stuck on the people. And the elder who's showing him the vision knows the question burning in John's heart. He asks him, "John, who are these clothed in white robes? And from where have they come?" John is shell-shocked. He's stunned. All he can muster out is, "Sir, you know." The elder answers, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. These are the ones whose faith has been shaken to its core. These are the ones who've experienced the sufferings of Jesus, whose life was taken. They were crushed in spirit. They mourned on the earth. They were meek, and they hungered and they thirsted for righteousness. They were merciful, pure in heart, and peacemakers, and yet they were persecuted for Christ's sake. For his righteousness' sake, they were reviled and heard all kinds of evil uttered against them for believing in Jesus. They were pierced and hung, tortured and tried. They were lost and rejected and afflicted and beaten by Satan's whips. They were crushed to despair, but now, John, they rejoice. They sing songs of victory and triumph, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. They are comforted. The earth is theirs. They are satisfied. They have received mercy, for now, John, they see God. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, they rejoice and be glad." Don't you see? How? How can this be? Because of that lamb, John. Because of that lamb. He shed his blood to set them free, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. It's all because of that Lamb, John. This great reversal, this wonderful celebration and shouts of victory, it's all because of the Lamb, the one who was slain. He shed his blood. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be white as snow. And though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool," Prophet Isaiah says. How much more will the blood of Jesus, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our consciences from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews chapter 9. Don't you see? You will experience tribulation. Your faith and your witness will be tested. Don't run from the tribulation as if something is wrong with you. Don't try to escape it. Remain faithful. And look for the Lamb, who is certainly in the midst of all the commotion. He is in control. He may be hidden, but that does not mean that he is not there. No, the Lamb is always faithful, and your tribulation is little to him. He triumphed over the grave. He certainly will stand triumphant over the tribulation that plagues you, because he is the Lamb who shed his blood, who God raised from the dead, and he carries on his reign on earth today, as it is in heaven, through a great, great banquet, a feast of rich food and well-aged wine, well-refined, a heavenly banquet where a multitude of people from every tribe and nation gather around his throne. And oh, if you could see the things which Scripture says are here when we gather around the Lord's Supper, you'd see a great multitude of people gathered around this altar from every tribe and language. For the Scriptures say, "Let us rejoice and exult and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready." Write this down. Blessed are all those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, if your eyes could see it, you'd see heaven and earth colliding as you come to the rails, to the altar. and all those who have died in the faith communing around the very throne of the Lamb with us, singing the praises of God, blessing and honor and glory and might be to our Lamb forever and ever. You would see heaven and earth becoming one. Oh, if your eyes could see all of us clothed in white garments, washed in baptism by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, if your eyes could see the angels and the archangels that are with us, and all the company of heaven. Scripture tells us, Paul writes, that when we worship in reverence and fear because of the angels that are among us. They always show reverence to the Lord. Likewise, we too, 1 Corinthians 11. Oh, if your eyes could see the angels and the archangels that are among us and all the company of heaven when we come to the supper. If you would see the four living creatures who are bowing down and worshiping the Lord and hearing the voices of all the saints on earth as it is in heaven, crying out and singing praises to God behind you and above you, blessing, glory, honor, and might be to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen. It is no little thing to be surrounded by angels and archangels and all the company of heaven before the very throne of God, singing the praises of God and communing before the very throne of God. Very easy to get swept up in the movement of the crowd and miss who it's all about. The one who deigns himself to be hidden in all the commotion, who comes to you in simple forms of bread and wine in the midst of all the commotion in your life, and he comes personally to give you himself, his very body and his very blood, for the forgiveness of your sins. And the tribulation that you have now is nothing to him. You will stand triumphant one day, not because of what you have done, but because of what the Lamb has done for you, shed his blood to set you free. You will sing the heavenly song. You will see the Lamb on his throne. You will take your place at his heavenly banquet. Because John has already seen you there. He's already seen you do it. Amen.